In some ways, the Menominee's March started on January 23rd when Governor Scott Walker rejected a Menominee and Seminole casino in Kenosha by saying it would hurt state revenue payments from the Forest County Potawatomi Casino in Milwaukee.
If you're on the hook for hundreds of millions of dollars, that's something that even some of the supporters of a casino acknowledge is a pretty high hurdle.
The Walker administration again rebuffed the Menominee last week after the tribe offered to replace proposed state borrowing for a Milwaukee Bucks arena with tribal revenues from Kenosha. So last Friday, several tribal members left Kashina on foot with plans to walk 155 miles to Madison in hopes of meeting with Walker in person before the Federal Bureau of Indian Affairs formally closes the door on Walker being able to change his mind. By midday yesterday, the marchers were walking on the shoulder of State Highway 22 nearing Wild Rose, about halfway to their goal of reaching Madison by Wednesday. Menominee tribal legislator Craig Korn was leading the way. Korn says after walking in Saturday's extreme cold and high winds, yesterday's near calm was a big plus.
We had tough times, you know, a lot of good times. Spirits are up. A lot of the tribal members are coming out and supporting this.
After just a few people walked on Saturday, about 30 made the trek yesterday, followed by two buses and other support vehicles. Menominee art teacher Janice Rabideau says the effort to get Scott Walker to change his mind is about boosting gaming revenues for the sake of the kids.
As part of our children's future, there's a chance that we could build a new school for these children. They're going to school in a very rundown building.
Menominee student Sheree Madash is also the tribe's junior miss. Madash says other tribal members would be helped too.
Bring lots of jobs, so our people would be fed, have coats, and we can have all that stuff for our elders, veterans.
For some marchers, an additional motivation is the route. It's largely the same one Menominee members took in 1971 when they went to see Democratic Governor Pat Lucey about getting his help to get the tribe's official status restored. Basil Richmond says his grandparents were on that march, and so his participation now is partly to honor them.
So, you know, what starts out to be one thing during this walk or journey, as in the journeys of life, there will be many other things that are more important than Scott Walker.
As the marchers come out of central Wisconsin and get closer to Madison, tribal legislator Craig Korn is inviting non-tribal members to join the walk. He says the Kenosha Casino doesn't have to be their main motivation.
You know, whoever believes in what we're doing, whoever wants to stand up for what they're doing, we welcome the support and, you know, common cause to stand up for what you believe in.
Or, as tribal member Tanner Utecht puts it,
the more the merrier, I guess.
Governor Walker's office did not respond to an email regarding the Menominee marchers. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio, near Wild Rose.